And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are going to talk about the Vatican's ongoing immigration warfare against Western civilization and against the free world, really against the historically Christian countries of the world, which seems to be their primary focus in terms of manipulating the immigration issue. Now, the reason we're doing this story is, one, we're going to highlight a new story here about the Pope creating 13 new cardinals. This is the headline in the Jesuits America magazine online at americamagazine.org. It says, Pope to create 13 new cardinals in October, including three Jesuits. Three new Jesuit cardinals. And the one that they are pointing out the most is the Jesuit Father Michael Cizerni. Jesuit Father Michael Cizerni, who runs the Migrant and Refugee Department of the Vatican's Office for Promoting Integral Human Development, which is basically immigration warfare. So this is from an article at Breitbart News. It says, quote, as veteran Vatican journalist John L. Allen notes, Father Cizerni has been the Pope's right-hand man on migrant and refugee issues and is recognized by Vatican watchers as a reward to a man who has understood the Pope's priorities and has made them his own. Contrary to usual practice, the Pope is naming Cizerni to the College of Cardinals despite the fact that Cizerni is not a bishop, but merely a priest. So this is normally you go up the ranks, okay? You go from an ordinary priest, you become a bishop, and often an archbishop, then you become the cardinal. They give you the cardinal's hat. This would be like getting promoted from being a lieutenant, and now suddenly they're going to make you a general. That's kind of what's going on. They're elevating him from being an ordinary priest to making him a cardinal. And who is this guy? Well, he's a Jesuit who is the Pope's right-hand man on the issue of immigration. And of course, we know the Vatican is not just involved in immigration here in the United States, promoting illegal immigration, as well as encouraging the mass immigration of Muslims from these foreign countries into our country. And now we're seeing what's happening. You've got more and more Muslims who have been elected to the U.S. Congress as a result. This is how we end up with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. These are two foreigners who are in our country now. They've achieved U.S. citizenship, and because in their particular parts of the country there is a buildup of the Islamic population there, these people have been able to be elected to Congress, and now they're manipulating our system and our laws, etc. That will only get worse and worse as time goes on if this immigration issue continues to advance as it has thus far. And we've talked about in the program before what's going on in Belgium with the Islamic political party there. Now, we did a story on this. We did a radio show talking about this some time ago. Here I'm going to play. This is a part of an interview with a Belgian politician on RT, the RT News Network. And here I'll play the first part of it just to remind everybody how he mentioned, how he talked about the advance of this Islamic party in Belgium and what they did, their tactic. Listen.
Preparing to campaign for setting up an Islamic state there. Two candidates from the newly established Islam Party won seats in a recent municipal election. Let's discuss this now with Philip Klaas, a Belgian Euro MP. Thank you so much, Mr. Klaas, for joining RT. Now, the party plans to run in Belgium's national election in 2 years' time. What do you make of their achievements thus far?
Well, of course, it's very worrying to see what's happening now. We see people from with an Islamic background forming their own political parties now and demanding, you know, the introduction of Sharia law and an Islamic state in Belgium. We've always predicted this, but up till now, Muslim people mainly supported socialist parties and other leftist parties, but now they feel apparently confident enough to make their own party and to make their own revendications. And this is something really worrying, I think.
Okay, so there you see the path that the Islamic political activists take. They work through the socialist parties, the left, because they're the ones, they're the ones promoting this diversity. Really what they're promoting is Jesuit universalism from the Glorious Revolution of 1688, because that's what this is. This is universal toleration. This is a Jesuit doctrine that they developed in Europe back in the 17th century. This is what inspired and ultimately caused the Glorious Revolution. It's what cost King James II his throne. He was driven out of England as a result of promoting this idea, the idea that the offices of government should be open to everyone, regardless of what they believe. Now, we have to understand in our country, I know that many people right off the bat, because of how we've all been raised, we've been raised to believe that our forefathers wanted a system wherein nobody would be barred from access to power based upon their personal beliefs. But that's simply not the case. That is why all of the states had requirements all the way into 1961. They all had requirements that you had to be a Christian and you had to believe the Bible. You go study all the state constitutions and so on. All the way into the 20th century, virtually all of them, the early colonies, the early states, they had standards whereby you had to be a God-fearing person who believed the Bible. And they said it in different ways. But essentially, that's the thing. You had to believe in God. You had to believe the Bible is the Word of God. Why? Because you had to be held accountable to that standard in order to hold an office in government. Back in the 19th century, if you were an atheist, they would not even allow you to testify in a court of law. You couldn't even testify. But now what's happened is from 1961 onward, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that this was contrary to Article 6, supposedly, that says no religious test will be required. Well, you can go do a research. I've done a radio show on this before. The whole concept of a religious test is simply the swearing of an oath. That's what it is. It is not a religious requirement. They're not the same thing, at least not in the thinking of our forefathers. Now, the way to understand this, of course, is it's the difference between giving testimony in public, let's say you're being interviewed by a journalist, that's one thing, versus giving testimony while you're being interviewed in court under oath or by the FBI, okay, because there's a different level of accountability. If you swear an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and then you lie, now you've committed a crime, you can go to jail for that. There's a different level of accountability. And so this is what our forefathers wanted to get away from. This is what Article 6 was really all about not making people swear an oath, for example, to uphold the Westminster Confession of Faith or something like that. That is what they wanted to get away from. However, a religious requirement, that was always an acceptable part of coming up with a system of boundaries for who could or who could not hold an office of government in America. That was always the case. So it's very interesting now that part of the judicial activism has adopted this very Jesuitical standard so that you have to allow, we are told, you must allow atheists and socialists and Muslims to come in and run for office. You have to allow it to happen because if you don't, well, that's discrimination and bigotry and all this other kind of stuff. All of that is post-World War II manipulation of our system based on these Jesuitical Marxist principles. And I honestly believe this is something that we have to reclaim in our country. I don't know how. I don't know how it's going to happen. But if we don't, then I think eventually our country is going to go down the path that we're seeing Belgium go down, that France is going down, that England is going down. This is the reason why. They don't realize they are being manipulated by this Jesuitical deception from 300 years ago, frankly. And now look at what's going on. You have the Vatican with this, of course. The Vatican is promoting immigration. Now, just think about it. Why would the Vatican be so interested in promoting immigration? Because they want to be able to control all of these different countries. They want to have control ultimately over the entire world. And this is why the Pope has raised this Vatican immigration czar, this Jesuit immigration czar, to the rank of cardinal. And in fact, that's the headline at Breitbart News. Pope Francis raises Vatican immigration czar to rank of cardinal. And he's promoting three Jesuit priests. Three Jesuit priests are becoming cardinals here, according to America Magazine. Now, with this, because the Catholic bishops play a major role in terms of promoting illegal immigration and Islamic immigration into our country. Now, if you want to know just how bad this immigration thing is and how much of a weapon this thing is, go and try and look up Ann Corcoran, who was the bold woman who had a website called refugeeresettlementwatch.wordpress.com. And if you try to look up that website today, you will find you'll get a blue screen that basically says that the website violated their terms of community standards or something. What was it? This blog has been archived or suspended in accordance with our terms of service. There is an article posted by Ann Corcoran where she says, quote, WordPress would not tell me why they removed Refugee Resettlement Watch. They just took down her site in July of this year, took down her website, and would not give her a clear reason as to why. But I think anybody who researches this whole issue with the globalists and the agenda of immigration. This is why I said when Trump first started running for president, when he mentioned immigration and illegal immigration and confronting the fact that they're bringing all these Muslims in here who want Sharia law, and he was calling for a ban on the Muslims and build the wall and everything, I said back then, he is going after the heart of the dragon. This is how they intend to take down Western civilization. This is the plan. This is the immigration jihad against the Western world. And I believe that has everything to do with why they took down Ann Corcoran's website. But to me, based on my research, there's no question that the Vatican and the Jesuits are key players in this agenda. No question about it. All right, let's go to our commercial break and we will talk more when we come back right after this.
Christian Film Ministry, Adalam Films presents a Camp in the Dark, the untold history of the Bible. Enter into a world of saints and martyrs battling spies, assassins, and wolves in sheep's clothing. A Lamp in the Dark unfolds the fascinating history, the Bible, and the lives of the saints who fought to preserve it. This exciting look into the times of valiant men of faith, such as John Wycliffe, William Tyndale, and Martin Luther, is a must-see for any follower of Christ. Filled with rich visual graphics and dramatic reenactments, A Lamp in the Dark is an epic documentary, a powerful witnessing tool for church and Bible study groups around the world. Share with your church, your family, and friends the untold history of the Bible today.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I also knew, living in Memphis on the New Madrid Fault, that there is the possibility of an earthquake. I also know that ice storms can cause the power to go out here, not to mention the threat of terrorism. There were many reasons. So I contacted the company Mountain House and asked if I could become a distributor of their product. I had some of their food when I was in high school on a couple camping trips, and it's really good. But now Worldview Weekend has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. We have one pack that's available. It's a bucket of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 14 days for one person. Figure out how many are in your family. Figure out how many days you want to have food ready to be put into boiling hot water and have a good meal, and make your order. Now, again, you can order it from someone else, but if you order it from Worldview Weekend, we're not going to charge any shipping and handling. Free shipping and handling. Secondly, it's another way for us to generate revenue to underwrite the expenses of running Worldview Weekend, our radio and television ministry, and our free conference ministry. For more details, just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we're talking about the whole immigration issue. Really, the Vatican and its globalist plan to overthrow the Christian world using mass immigration, immigration warfare. Now, it's very important to make the distinction between the Vatican and Catholic people, because they're really not one and the same. They're not the same thing. The Vatican is run by the Jesuits, and the Jesuits are radical leftists. They're socialists. They're communists. They're the authors of social justice, etc. That is their platform. They are behind a lot of these subversive, radical left-wing programs and ideas, and they support them. But they are confronted, as they have been for hundreds of years, quite often by their fellow Catholics. And that continues to be the case. So I feel it's important to say that, because that's true for hundreds of years. I mean, Charles Chiniqui, who was the friend of Abraham Lincoln, and he wrote his book, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, he was a Catholic priest. He eventually converted and became a Protestant, but he was a Catholic priest while he was the good friend of Abraham Lincoln, and he warned Lincoln and all of America about the activities of the Jesuits and the Catholic bishops, who he said back in the 19th century would use immigration, mass immigration into this country to try and get control of the United States. He warned about that more than 100 years ago. And anybody can go and get his book, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, and read what he said back then. So I think it's important to be fair on this issue when we're talking about trying to take down Western civilization. That does not really include many Catholic people who don't agree with what's going on, and they speak out against it. In fact, You've got a story here by the Thomas More Law Center, which is obviously a Catholic organization, but they're very patriotic, very pro-America, very pro-conservative values. If you go to their website, it says Thomas More Law Center, battle ready to defend America, very pro-American and pro-traditional values. Well, they've got an article here that I found on a number of different websites, and it says TMLC uncovers taxpayer-funded Islamic propaganda forced on teachers. Islamic propaganda forced on teachers. And here's what it says. The Thomas More Law Center, a national nonprofit public interest law firm based in Ann Arbor, Michigan, has uncovered evidence of a well-orchestrated Islamic propaganda campaign aimed at teachers and school systems throughout Michigan and several other states. Okay, then it goes on. It says Richard Thompson, president and chief counsel of the Law Center, commented on the results of their investigation. Quote, we found that the teachers were subjected to 2 days of Islamic propaganda where Islam was glorified, Christianity disparaged, and America bashed, all funded by Novi taxpayers. And that's Novi, Michigan, the city of Novi, Michigan. Then it goes on, it says, moreover, during the past 5 years, the school district has presented no teacher training seminars focusing on Christianity, Judaism, or any other religion, only Islam. And you read the story, and you find this on a number of different sites. Jihad Watch had this as well. They had hired a Muslim consultant named Huda Issa. Huda Issa, who was from Dearborn, Michigan. And Dearborn, of course, is well known as a, you know, it's almost like an Islamic colony there. You see some of the videos where they're having these Islamic gatherings and it's Islamic music and everything. It is Islamicized. And so they hire this Muslim consultant. She comes in there and she teaches about culture and inclusivism and diversity and all this other kind of stuff, using all of this left-wing propaganda. And you can look her up and her organization, and they take the typical left-wing anti-American worldview that America has victimized all these people. They talk about the American Indians who were forced to conform to Americanism and to the Christian way of doing things and this kind of thing. And it was just so unfair and didn't have respect for diversity and other cultures and this kind of thing. And this is what she's presenting. Okay. And then they shift this conversation over to Islam. And the idea seems to be that if anybody tries to suggest that Muslims should conform to America, that that's as bigoted and unfair, supposedly, as trying to get the Indians to give up their culture and become Christians and to adapt to the English-speaking Christian world, which was something that was most certainly practiced through the 19th century, where they would send Indians to American schools, Christian schools, give them new names, new clothing, cut their hair, everything to transform them into a, you know, more of an English European culture, which many of the Indians resisted. And to this day, there is a certain amount of resentment to it. Now, what's disturbing about this whole thing, being presented by a Muslim, the Muslims who conduct forced conversions to this day, the Muslims who drag people out on the beach or wherever, put a knife to their throat and say, will you convert to Islam? Yes or no? And if you say no, they kill you. To have a Muslim getting up in a classroom somewhere and to lecture people in America, a land that's, you know, a country that is based on the principles of freedom, far greater freedom in this country than most any other country in the world. And to suggest that America somehow or other is bigoted and intolerant, and this coming from a Muslim, it's completely absurd. but it shows just the great level of deception that is going on in our country and in our system right now, where you literally have somebody like Ilhan Omar, a black Muslim from Africa, where the black Muslims have millions of slaves to this day. They have millions of slaves all over Africa, and these are black Muslim slave owners who have practiced slavery for centuries, and they're still practicing it today, but we're going to have somebody like her come to our country and lecture everybody about freedom and equality. It's a complete deception. It's a pack of lies. What's going on? Now, according to this article at the Thomas More Law Center, generally, the way that this woman, Issa, she presents things, she basically presents the Quran as the only true word of God, whereas the Bible is a corrupted book. That's one of her arguments that she's giving at these mandatory teacher training programs. And they go on in the article, they say, Issa's client list reveals she has been spreading her, quote, trash America first philosophy to colleges, universities, schools, and professional educator associations throughout Michigan, California, Georgia, Texas, Florida, and beyond. So this is what's ultimately behind the Vatican's immigration agenda. This is what's behind it. At Georgetown University, they are promoting Islam through the Bridge Initiative. I mean, this is, it's beyond belief that this is happening in our country, but it is happening. And Americans, and I think Christians especially, who believe in our Constitution, who believe that rights come from God according to the boundaries given in the Bible, which is what our forefathers believed, which is actually what that phrase, laws of nature and of nature's God, means in our Declaration, brethren. These are things we need to claim, reclaim, really, in our country, if we're going to beat back this tide of darkness that is coming against America and the entire Western world. But we believe God's promise in the Scripture. God says, ye shall not fear other gods, only fear the Lord, and he will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies. Praise the Lord. All right, brethren, that's going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.